And now to All Tech Considered. And today we're going to hear about attempts to place limits on how invasive new technologies are. We'll start with drones. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing rules for the drone industry, but they won't prohibit drones from flying over your house. NPR's Laura Seidel says if this is disturbing to you, there's a website for that. It's kind of like a no-call list for telemarketers. This site sets up no-fly zones.
Robert L. Smith likes his privacy so much, he moved out of the tiny town of Boonville, Indiana, population around 6,000. He built the house on 5 acres, 600 feet back from a country road.
It seems like an everyday aspect for life now. Somebody's watching us. I mean, you can't go to town and come back without being on a bunch of closed-circuit TVs.
Now that Smith lives out in the country, he's worried about drones.
I just want privacy. I'm retired, my wife is disabled, and I don't want no drone flying over my property.
So when he heard about a company called NoFlyZone.org, he signed up. Its website keeps a list of people like Smith who don't want drones flying over their property. This list is given to the makers and users of drones. Ben Marcus, the CEO of No Fly Zone, says manufacturers can program drone software with physical addresses.
If you have a quadcopter, for example, like a helicopter drone that approaches the airspace, it will come to a hover rather than continuing into the airspace. If you were to try to take off from inside the airspace, it wouldn't even start.
Complying with the wishes of people on the list is totally voluntary, but the industry might be wise to pay close attention to it. According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, 71% of Americans don't think that drones should be able to operate over someone else's property.
This is a new industry. It's really at its inception, and this is an opportunity for the industry to take a leadership position on these privacy issues. And I think that they will.
The FAA proposed regulations for the industry last week. The agency acted after a drone landed right on the front lawn of the White House. The regulations would prevent drones from flying over people, but not your property. Since NoFlyZone.org opened up a couple of weeks ago, over 20,000 people have signed up, and 7 drone makers are already using the list. Andrew Amato, editor-in-chief of the website DroneLife.com, thinks most drone users will be happy to comply.
Drone enthusiasts are generally pretty agreeable people, so the more popular this registry gets, the more the average drone flyer will check before he takes off.
But Bill Lubkamin, who lives in a suburb outside Philadelphia, doesn't believe everyone will respect his right to privacy. For him, signing up is a way of registering his protest over increasing corporate and government invasions of our privacy.
Reading our emails and probably listening to this phone call, and I hope they find it interesting, you have all kinds of government agencies eavesdropping on everybody. You wonder, why not do whatever you can do to protect your privacy just a little bit more?
Lubkamin does think drones are here to stay. And he thinks they can be really useful for fighting fires or in agriculture. But like a lot of Americans, he really wants the good stuff about the latest technology without giving up what he feels is his right to be left alone. Laura Seidel, NPR News.